You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You wrote about the, from afar, you wrote about the Grizzlies' loss last night, 145 to 116 to Charlotte. The good news was Jaren returned. Surprise, I think. At least I was surprised to see him last night. What'd you think?
Yeah, I've got a column coming out later today. I don't think it's been published yet. And so I'm not sure what you're referring to about what I wrote. But
didn't you write the Gamer? Didn't you write the Gamer?
No, Drew did.
Oh, Drew did. I'm sorry.
And so, but I have a column coming out later today on the preseason writ large.
Okay.
Which gets into some of this. And so, in terms of Jaren, I mean, it was a surprise, obviously, to see him back. Drew and I in the pod earlier this week, I sort of asked out loud, I wonder if he'll play the last preseason game just to get a little cardio in.
Right.
So I thought maybe that would happen, but they beat me by one on there. So it's, you know, a welcome surprise to see him out there. Obviously get some shake off some rust, get into some cardio, get some reps in. Presumably that is a confirmation he will play opening night. And so that was good to see. I thought he was bad defensively, just like everyone else on the team. In his case, I don't care about that because I know he's great on defense, and it's his first game back from an injury in the preseason. Offensively, I like the shots he got. He got lots of shots, obviously, with John Moran and others out. But I liked the range of shots that he was getting. He only hit 7 of 20 or whatever, but I don't really care about that either. But I like the way he was being used. I like that they were it was an indication, and I think we saw this in the playoffs too, of Isolo being a little bit more of a matchup hunter than Taylor Jenkins was. And so, like, when he was guarded by 6'6 Miles Bridges, he posted it. And then when he was guarded by 7'1 Ryan Kalkbrenner, he faced up and he drove. And he was getting threes. He was doing some pick and pop and involved in the screening actions. So I liked the way he was used, and it was good to have him back on the floor.
Yeah, it was interesting to see him involved in the screening actions. That was we haven't seen. It's not that we've never seen that, right? It has not been a staple,
right? Uh-huh. Yeah, the team had gone away from that in the last few years.
Yeah. All right. So Jaren plays last night. That's great. Does feel like it means he's going to play in the opener, and so that was the very good news. I apologize because I, for whatever reason, thought you wrote the piece yesterday. I should have recognized the different stylings of you and Drew, because he did ask the rhetorical question, is it time to worry, in the piece. And when I was talking about this earlier, I'm like, that is not a question Chris would ask. So
I think Drew asked, is it time to panic? Which is a favorite sports writer word that's not really in my lexicon.
Right.
I actually do. The headline to my story, and it has the word worry in it. It's a reason to worry. Mm. Maybe not. I mean, just to preview a little bit of some of the stuff I wrote. Preseason basketball is not really a reliable indicator of regular season basketball. And if you go back over the last 5 years, which I did, and look at, like, who were the teams that were similarly bad in preseason, you know, teams that went winless with double-digit negative point differentials, as the Grizzlies are through four games. Like, how often has that carried over into regular season? The answer is basically never. At least, not never, but over the last 5 years. Like, the only cases where it really did were teams that were terrible and were supposed to be terrible. Right. Like the Detroit Pistons game that won 17 that year. The funny thing was, like, so the Grizzlies are 0-4 in preseason with a negative 17-point differential with a brand-new head coach, which would give you extra reason to wonder about it, right? Who was the last NBA team that went winless in preseason with a new head coach? It was the Cleveland Cavaliers last season who went 0-4 with new coach Kenny Atkinson. And how did that carry over to the preseason? They won 15 straight to start the season.
Right.
And there are other teams like that. Like Sacramento, the worst team in preseason last year was Sacramento, went 0-5 with a terrible point differential. And Sacramento wasn't good last year, but preseason had nothing to do with it. They started 5-3, and then, you know, they fell apart. And there's lots of that. So preseason is not a reliable indicator. And so to me, I would pick apart the specific things that have been going wrong and try to get more specific about what's concerning, what's not. And some things are more concerning than others, I think.
Well, I mean, when we were talking about this earlier, one of the things you would be concerned about is something you would have been concerned about heading into the season or whatever. And so maybe this just reaffirms your concern or underlines why you should be concerned, and that is rebounding, right? I mean, rebounding, yep. And toughness, honestly, it's what you started talking about when they signed Cam Spencer before Zach Edey. You know, we really had a timeline on him, or at least a concrete timeline on him. So, I mean, that is the biggest, beyond the health, which has not really been an issue this preseason particularly, like Jaren's back and we think Ja's going to be back. That's the biggest concern, right? Rebounding, toughness up front.
Yeah, I mean, they're having problems on both sides of the ball. I think a lot of the offensive problems are fixed when you have your guards. And not only have they not had Ja Morant, like they've really – they have three lead guards on the main roster, Ja Morant, Ty Jerome, Scottie Pippen.
Yep.
They've gotten 55 of the 192 preseason minutes have included one of those three players. And so they mostly have just not played with their real guards the whole preseason and not at all with Ja Morant. And so I think the offensive stuff will fix itself more easily when you have those players.
Right.
But the rebounding and the defense are bigger problems, and the physicality is a bigger problem. And the rebounding is the biggest of all because the only front court player who's a good rebounder, really, especially on the defensive end, is Zach Edey, who's not going to be available for several more weeks. And then they just tend to be small on the perimeter. And to the degree that they're not small, they have guys who also aren't good positional rebounders. Jalen Wells is not a good rebounder.
Right.
He's not been a good rebounder relative to his size and position. And so I think it is the physicality and the rebounding problem is inherent to the roster and is particularly inherent when you take out Zach Edey. And I think the one thing that gives me the most pause about the Grizzlies, and this has been from the jump, is the Edey injury and how reliant this roster, I think, is going to be on Zach Edey, who is a second-year player coming off a significant injury or significant surgery.
Yeah, it's putting a lot in the Zach Edey basket. I mean, and that, like, yeah. That's yeah. The other thing that Drew, yes, in his piece, he sort of said, he went through, you know, it's nice if some things pop in preseason. It may be irrelevant, but it's nice if some players surprise to the upside, right? And so he sort of ticked off a bunch of players. Vince hasn't surprised to the upside. Gigi hasn't surprised to the upside. Coward hasn't surprised to the upside. Certainly, he hasn't indicated that he's going to be a winning basketball player right out of the jump necessarily. And Landale hasn't either, honestly. And you were very cautious about Landale from the start. I don't know. What do you make of that? Like we need some of these players to emerge. And I guess Ty Jerome and KCP have both, if not surprised to the upside, they've looked like good NBA players in the preseason.
Which they are. KCP particularly has looked very good. To me, the idea of being disappointed and coward is a you problem, not a him problem. I don't mean you specifically, but
right.
I mean yes. Anyone who's disappointed.
Yep.
Like, this,
we lost
reasonable expectations.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I don't really have any issues with the Coward thing. Vince, and I know I've been a little bit more pro Vince than most, but I do think Vince has been a little bit better than people than people seem to be talking about him as, because people just so focused on the shooting part of it. I think he's been good defensively. I think the ball handling, playmaking has been pretty good, especially considering that he has not been in the role that I think is best for him. I think because of the Morant, Ty Jerome, Scottie Pippen absences, Vince has played a lot of point guard, and that is not his best position.
Right.
I think his ball handling, playmaking is better suited as a secondary ball handler grader, not as a primary. And I think he's defended pretty well in the context of a team that is not defended well. So I'm not that worried about him as much. Also, I don't necessarily think he's going to play as much if the team is healthy. I don't know if he's going to be in the rotation if those other guards are healthy. I think Gigi has been a pretty big disappointment to me because they need that size. There's just a wide open path for him to seize a role given the front court situation, and it's just not happening. And it's got to be about more than A, the scoring hasn't been great. But B, it has to be more than that for him. He's got to be start getting rebounds and defending, and there's just not a lot of there. And to me, of the younger players, that's the one who's been the biggest disappointment relative to what should be happening right now.
And then in terms of Santi, Santi's a very good basketball player who's just – he doesn't – the fit with this roster in terms of what they need from the player in that salary slot, it may not be Santi.
Well, there's an ingrained physicality issue with him, especially given the need on the roster with Edie out. So that's a real thing. There's also I know he's still young and he's still pointed that out, but he's also far enough along that I don't care that much about preseason. I'll believe in the Santi of last season, which also had some problems.
Right.
In terms of physicality, and not care about the Santi of preseason. You know, I think he's played enough that I don't really care that much about him in preseason.
All right. Javon Small got minutes. What'd you think? Look good.
I mean, he made shots. I mean, guys always look better when they make shots. He had a good stat line, assists, and all that. He's interesting. He's been playing too much. Not playing too much. It's preseason, but if this were regular season, he'd be playing too much. And so, but the hope would be that. And if Scottie Pippen, with this toe thing, if he's not ready for opening night, it wouldn't shock me if Javon Small got this off the bench in the opener. But I think ideally Javon Small should go to South Haven and check back with him later in the season if things go well.
It's funny, you look at what happened last night and look at the need for toughness and defense and whatever, and Scottie Pippen is part of the answer here. Little old Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
He's a big part of the where's the defense going? It's not coming from Ja's return,
Yeah, Scottie's not gonna have the rebounding, but he is a guy who will give them real on ball defense.
Right.
And this is another thing, and I brought this up when I did a column on the front court mix a couple of weeks ago. I think I don't know whether it'll happen. To me, Conchar's got to play. With Edie out, with the other issues, Conchar's got to be in the rotation opening night because he gets rebounds. He has a higher defensive rebound rate. I mean, one of my trivia questions was who had the second best defensive rebound rate after Zach Edey on the team last season. Well, this preseason, he's got a better defensive rebound rate than Jock Landau or P.J. Hall.
All right, around the league, let's see. Keegan Murray, 5 years, $140 million. Oh, and Russell Westbrook to the Kings. They certainly have a bunch of old players who you've heard of, right? I guess,
They would have had an electric offense in 2017.
Yeah.
100% on that team. And it still probably wouldn't have been very good on defense even back then. But with Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Russell Westbrook, they would have been scoring a bunch. I like Keegan Murray. He's also injured to start the season. He's going to be out a month. I like Keegan Murray, but I don't love Keegan Murray. And I know the salary cap's rising, and that's not all-star money necessarily. But it is high-level starter money, I think, even with the salary rising. So, they need him to be better than he's been for that to be a good contract.
Well, and that's the problem with this. If you're spending this amount of money, on a very good player as opposed to – the fact that LeBron and Marc Gasol, we loved Marc Gasol, but they basically made the same amount of money is a problem for the team that has the Marc Gasol as opposed to LeBron, right? And so you've got Keegan Murray. You can't let him go, right? I mean, whatever. And so you sign him. But is he actually worth that? worth that money. We will see. By the way, on LeBron, it appears we're not going to get LeBron at FedEx Forum this year because he's not returning. We heard
there's only the one game.
Yeah, there's only the one game, and that game's Halloween, right? And I think Shams said mid-November. So
yeah, and so, I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe we've seen the last of LeBron at FedEx Forum. That's possible.
We may have seen.
Although
go ahead.
I continue to believe that he would pre-announce his retirement and take the tour, but it is also possible that gets taken out of his hands before he plans on it. I don't know. Drew and I did a pod yesterday. We recorded. It's not up yet. We did our NBA preview pod, which my opinions there are slightly different than what I wrote a week ago because, like, things change. When I wrote my NBA preview piece, the LeBron injury had not happened yet. And so that's the biggest thing that's changed. I downgraded the Lakers a little bit. I thought even before then there was going to be a downturn. There was a little bit of downturn last year, but I thought it was going to be even more of a downturn this year with LeBron. And now he's like 40, 41. He's got back problems. I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, he's still LeBron James. When he plays, he'll be good. But I think it's going to be a significant step down for him this season, both in terms of how much he plays and how well.
And the Lakers generally?
I don't like that team. Other than Luka. Luka scared me, so I had them 7.
Right.
And when we did the pod, I put them down to 9. I flipped the Spurs up because I'm worried I'm just sleeping on Wimby too much. So I basically kept the Grizzlies where they were and flipped the Spurs and Lakers. But, like, Luka is great, and I don't like anything else about that team, really.
By the way, folks, the pod is really good. Chris and Drew do the pods. They do fabulously well, and you can listen to stories now, as Chris pointed out yesterday, but you can also listen to the pod, and they've had a bunch of recently on this Grizzlies team and on the NBA generally. Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.